KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. At 7:06, we have mostly sunny skies, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high near 90. Winds out of the southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The opening of the Atlantic Municipal Swimming Pool won't happen this Monday, June 7th, as originally planned. During Wednesday's city council meeting, it was announced the pool is leaking about 2 to 3 inches of water per day, but it wasn't clear where the leak was occurring. According to the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Brian Rasmussen, they could open the pool, but it would be more costly in terms of chemicals and pumping in additional water each day. Rasmussen has contacted pool representatives from ACCO to see if they can get a quick fix and get the pool open for the rest of the summer as soon as possible. Officials of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on Thursday said the forecast for the flow of the Missouri River hasn't changed all that much from last month, with much less water coming downstream due to dry conditions and below normal snowpack levels. The Corps says only about 69% of the normal amount of water is expected to flow into the Missouri River this year, which would be the 22nd driest year in the upper basin since 1898. 2 years ago, historic flooding along the Missouri River ravaged parts of Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri. Awards totaling $2.2 million were announced Thursday for water and sewer infrastructure projects in six communities across the state. Among the award recipients was the city of Guthrie Center, which received $500,000 for a water main installation. The Iowa Economic Development Authority made the awards through a Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, program, which provides support for community improvements. IEDA, the Iowa Economic Development Authority, received 16 applications totaling nearly $6 million in funding requests. Grants are awarded based on the benefit to low and moderate income persons, financial need, project impact and readiness, the commitment of local resources to the project as well. Debbie Durham, Executive Director of IEDA and the Iowa Finance Authority, said programs such as CDBG, whether administered by IEDA or the Iowa Finance Authority, serve our communities by providing much-needed resources for infrastructure development. The projects awarded on Thursday, she said, have the capacity to enhance the quality of life in their respective communities. CDBG funds enable communities to make needed improvements to water and sewer systems, improve housing conditions for low-income homeowners, provide facilities for disabled and at-risk individuals, and make transformative downtown improvements. The CDBG program is federally funded through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The Iowa Economic Development Authority is responsible for administering those funds in a non-metropolitan area of the state. For more information on the CDBG or other community programs, go to iowaeda.com or contact CDBG at iowaeda.com. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Thursday reported the arrest in Carson Wednesday evening of 23-year-old Ethan Ray Rankin for driving while revoked habitual offender. Late Wednesday morning, 43-year-old David Harold Burgess of Council Bluffs, an inmate of the Pott County Jail, was served with a warrant for violation of probation and then returned to the custody of correction staff. At around 9:15 p.m. on May 31st, a Pott County deputy conducted a traffic stop in Council Bluffs on a vehicle with an expired registration plate. The driver, 45-year-old Jason Vaughn Young, was subsequently arrested for driving while barred habitual offender. On May 29th at around 6:50 p.m., a traffic stop on an SUV in the Crescent area resulted in the arrest of a passenger in that vehicle. 38-year-old Amanda Sue Franks was taken into custody on a warrant for violation of probation. And on May 28th at around 9:35 p.m., 43-year-old Sheila Lee Dunn was arrested following a traffic stop on the I-29 northbound ramp from Old Mormon Bridge. She was taken into custody on an outstanding warrant from another county in Iowa. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Sioux City man is pleading guilty to second-degree murder in a New Year's Day drive-by shooting. 18-year-old Anthony Bauer was initially charged with first-degree murder of 18-year-old Mia Kretis, but entered guilty pleas Wednesday to four other counts in a deal with prosecutors. Police say Bauer and two others fired 27 shots into a home during a party on January 1st, killing Kretis and injuring three others. Brothers Christopher and Carlos Morales are also charged in her death. The alleged driver, 20-year-old Liliana Gutierrez, will stand trial in August. The Iowa Department of Public Health Thursday reported 146 additional positive COVID-19 tests for a total of 402,171 and four additional deaths over the previous 24 hours for a total of 6,061. Deaths at Iowa's long-term care facilities stand at 2,367. Iowa's 14-day positivity rate decreased a bit to 2.2%, and the 7-day rate dipped to 1.7%. State officials say hospitalizations, for the most part, continue to decline, with 92 people hospitalized for COVID as of Thursday. 18 patients were in an ICU, 13 were admitted, and 11 patients were on ventilators. In RMCC Region 4, hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, there are 2 patients hospitalized with COVID or symptoms of the virus. No one was in an ICU, there were no new admissions, and no one was on a ventilator. There remain 3 long-term care facilities reporting active COVID-19 outbreaks, with a total of 20 positive cases among residents and staff at those facilities, and one person who has recovered. 2 of the facilities are in northern and northeast Iowa. The other is in southeast Iowa, and we'll post an update on the coronavirus data website later on this morning here on KJAN. That's a check of our news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.